You are listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishore. The number of new coronavirus infections continues to rise. More than 40,000 infections, mostly in mainland China. More than 900 people have died. The Chinese government and businesses are trying to contain the virus spread, closing factories and ports, quarantining major population centers, and keeping workers from returning to their jobs. And as people's lives are being turned upside down by the virus and efforts to control it, the economic ties linking them to the rest of the world are also being disrupted. Supply chains and the businesses that depend on them. Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and joins us to talk the bigger picture. Good morning.
Good morning.
So as far as markets are concerned, it's not just that coronavirus is keeping people in their homes and factories closed. There's a bigger fear here. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, the manufacturing cycle really was the epicenter of slowing in the global economy last year. There's been a lot of indications that we were turning a corner. Global manufacturing was going to be better. That would lift global growth. That would help U.S. exporters and the U.S. manufacturing sector. So for this epidemic to hit the epicenter of global manufacturing in China really potentially derails that recovery.
Do we have a sense of how much this will suppress global growth?
Well, it depends. If, as some of the epidemiologists expect, the rate of infection begins to plateau and the virus is contained, then we do have past episodes to look to where the hit to Chinese growth will be significant, but probably temporary and will bounce back in coming months. And then the ripple effects to other countries similarly will be temporary and then bounce back. But we still have to see that evidence that the virus is, in fact, contained.
Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.